reading will come from the book of Philippians. As a matter of fact, all the rest of the sermons in this series will come from the book of Philippians. It's a little short book, and so full of lots of jewels. It is written by Paul while he was in prison, which makes it even more extraordinary, the things that he talks about in this book. I encourage you during the course of these next 5 weeks to have Philippians open in your Bible, to read it frequently, and to see where God may speak to you through Paul's letter to the Philippians. This morning I'll be reading from chapter 2, the first 5 verses. If then there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interest, but to the interest of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Holy God, Lord, clear our minds of the clutter this morning, that as your word has been read and as it is proclaimed, we may listen intently for your word for us this day. We may expect to hear a word from you. Use my words or speak in spite of my words, but God, speak to us your words of life. And may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. It is a bit humorous that I'm actually doing the sermon on an uncluttered mind because my mind is filled with so much clutter. I thought about Joshua's illustrations of the tidy pantry and the messy pantry and think my mind is so cluttered so much of the time that it was really hard to focus to write the sermon. Yeah, that's me. I just think I'm focusing and then it's like, oh, look, a squirrel. That it just is all over the place. And so it is a little humorous that that I'm doing this uncluttered mind. But our mind is such an amazing, amazing organ. Our brain is an amazing organ. There is so much to it. But our mind and the ability to have ideas, it is amazing. I don't know how many of you saw a movie back in 2010. It was a movie called Inception. It's a sci-fi movie that takes this idea of an idea and how powerful it is and then does all kinds of wild and crazy sci-fi kinds of things with it. But we have a clip this morning that I wanted to show. So the sci-fi part of this is he's able to go into people's minds and take their ideas or implant, which is the inception part of it, ideas. But the point I wanted us to get this morning is just the power of an idea, because ideas are what make our reality. But our brain, I want us to just think for a moment about how absolutely amazing it is. It's only about 3 pounds as an adult weight. It's 80% water. It's 10% fats. And then 10% proteins and carbs and salt. It only is about 3% of our total body weight, but it consumes about 20% of the energy made by our body. So a lot is really happening up there. And our brain controls everything, like in the brainstem, those unconscious processes like breathing and heartbeat and digestion and blood pressure. And then moving up to the cerebellum, it's balance and coordination. Up to the cerebrum, which is the part that we actually think of when we think of a mind. Memory and problem solving and thinking and emotions. Our mind is incredible. It made me think of Psalm 139, which is one of my very favorite psalms, but the one little phrase in there that says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wow, that is so true when it definitely comes to our mind, that we are able to think and to think about thinking, right? and make decisions and to reason. In 1648, the Westminster Shorter Catechism asked the question, what is the chief end of man? And then it answers that question in this catechism. Man or human's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. What a beautiful way to say what we're able to do because of our mind. That's where we are able to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. Jesus once was asked, what's the greatest commandment? And he replied, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. We are able to think about these things because of our amazing mind and to order our lives for the chief end, to glorify God and enjoy Him forever, and to love God and love others because of our mind. But there's a problem. And the problem is that this fabulous mind of ours becomes really cluttered. Just like our house or our desk or our garage, sometimes our mind is so cluttered that we're not able to focus on that which we want to focus on. Sometimes it's cluttered because of those old recordings that maybe we've heard since childhood about who we are or who we should be or what we think or what we should think about what we're worth or what we're not worth. All of those things keep playing in our heads. Sometimes it's our own worry or anxiety about what may come about. Right? We spend all that time worrying and being anxious, and that clutters up our minds. Or sometimes we're obsessing about what happened in the past and we can't seem to let that go. And it clutters our mind as well. Sometimes it's our own prejudices or our own sort of inflexibility that keeps our mind frozen in its own place and doesn't make us open to any sort of intellectual curiosity. Sometimes, honestly, you've heard the phrase garbage in, garbage out, right? We just feed it a steady diet of garbage. We watch mindless TV. We read mindless kind of books. We don't have any curiosity. That we just fill it with just stuff. And sometimes it's poor physical health. You know, there's this mind-body connection, and sometimes our own poor health, at least for a season, can make our mind sluggish, and that we just can't process information very well. And when all those things happen, when our mind becomes so cluttered, then we lose the ability for our chief end to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. We lose that ability to love God with all of who we are and love our neighbors. You may have heard a Cherokee parable before, but I think it bears repeating even if you have, because it speaks of this battle that goes on for our mind. So the parable goes that an old Cherokee chief was talking to his grandson about things of life. And the chief said, there is a fight that is going on inside of me. And it's a terrible fight, and it's between two wolves. One wolf is evil. He is filled with anger and envy and sorrow and regret and greed and arrogance and self-pity and guilt and resentment, inferiority and lies and false pride and superiority, self-doubt and ego. And the other wolf is good. His joy and peace and love and hope and serenity and humility and kindness and benevolence and empathy and generosity and truth and compassion and faith. And then he said, the same fight is going on inside of you and inside of all people. And the grandson thought about it for a little bit and asked his grandfather, the wise chief, which wolf will win? And the answer was, whichever one you feed. Our ideas shape our reality. There is a battle for our minds. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly. How do we have that life? How do we make that choice? Well, first, I think we need to look at how we got so cluttered up in the first place. Sometimes our minds get so cluttered because of the stress, right? Everyday stress, the stress of work, the stress of family, the stress of finances. We can become so stressed that we are not able to focus on that which really matters. Sometimes it's because of information overload. We watch the news, we read the paper, we have news at our fingertips, right? Because we carry a little computer with us everywhere we go. And we have instant access to all kinds of information. And sometimes there's just information overload in our head. Sometimes our mind becomes cluttered because of anxiety over things that we have no control over. So instead we worry and obsess about them, as if that would make it any better. Sometimes our minds are cluttered because of old anger or fresh anger, and that just focuses on that and it clutters our mind and that's all we can feel. Or prejudice. We think we've already got folks figured out and we have no room for an ability to have an open mind. Sometimes we just lose our intellectual curiosity. So, for real, if you're like me, often you turn to the same, when you get your source of news, you sort of turn to the same sources over and over again because they're the sources you agree with, right? Right? And so we lose that ability to have some intellectual curiosity about another viewpoint because we're so sure of our own viewpoint. And the question is, what are you feeding? In the analogy of the two wolves. In your thought life, what do you feed? Do you feed that which leads you closer to abundant life? To glorifying God and enjoying Him? Or do you feed your mind with that which drains you of life? Remember that our ideas shape our reality. Sometimes we got cluttered, again, because of this mind-body connection. There's lots of research that talks about the connection between mind and the rest of the body, that even as folks who are able to have a positive imagery and a positive outlook on life tend to be healthier physically, the same happens the other way. When we go through a period of poor health, it can also cloud our mind and make us unable to process as well. And then there are times that we just get into sloppy communication habits, right? And so we're not able to focus because we're not able to really listen to somebody else. We don't communicate well because somebody is trying to tell us something and I am looking like I am paying attention, but really what I'm doing is thinking, what am I going to say when you stop talking? Right? We're so busy with all this stuff going on in our head that we lose that ability to communicate well. I love the quote that's at least attributed to Alan Greenspan that says, I know you think you understand what you thought I said, but I'm not sure that you realize that what you heard is not what I meant. Right? Been there. And then we become cluttered again, as what I said before, the information overload. And I think particularly our social media. Right? We spend so much time checking. There's these papers and this news things that have come out about the amount of time that people check their social media. It becomes like an addiction for some folks. It's not a matter of how many times a day you check social media. Sometimes not even per hour. Sometimes it's how many times per minute you're checking your social media. And we become cluttered and unable to communicate well because instead of having this communication with the person we're sitting across the table from, we're like checking our checking our likes or checking whatever on our social media, or we're trying to play with our children, but instead we're checking our social media. We've seen it. There's even been some studies that say that people in some of the most intimate times of their life, yeah, they're checking their social media. But we want to do better. We want to clear some of that clutter, right? We want to get more abundance out of our living. We want to feed the good dog. We want to live a life that matters, a life that does glorify God and enjoys Him forever. So how do we do that? Well, Paul writes in Romans 12:2 a great little, I used to call this a 3x5 scripture because, called it 3x5 scriptures because it's things I would write on a 3x5 card and keep with me, these affirmations. And I would hold this up to you as potentially a one that you may want to write down and keep with you. Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. So we know that uncluttering our minds has something to do with letting our minds be transformed by Christ. So how do we calm our minds when we're caught up in these endless loops of clutter, of noise? We hear things all the time. Well, one is to practice centering, to learn how to center our thoughts. So that this is something that you can do all throughout the day, anytime that you just are trying to focus and you cannot. You know, you put your feet planted, you take a deep breath, and you breathe out, and you pay attention to that. And you say some centering prayers, maybe some Jesus is Lord, or this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. But we stop the clutter, calm ourselves, and find some centering breathing and some centering words that help us to refocus. There's also a process called Lectio Divina, and that is a way of contemplating and of focusing on Scripture that is another way to help us to center ourselves and to be calm. And it involves just the practice of taking a little short piece of Scripture and you read it and then you stop and you either pray about it or you contemplate it or you journal it and you pay attention to it. So maybe a phrase like, a Scripture like, I've come that you may have life and have it abundantly. That might be the Scripture that you're going to contemplate. And you read that and you back away and you allow yourself to think about a part of that Scripture, and then you read it again. And then maybe you concentrate on a little different piece of that, and then you read it again. And you do that so that it helps train your mind to be calm and to pay attention to what may be being said to you in that particular Scripture. We grow our minds as we engage in intellectual curiosity versus just willing to believe only the things that you already believe. So you pick a challenging topic and you learn about it. You read something intentionally that is a challenge for you, or you watch a program that's challenging, or you have a conversation with someone that pulls out of you, that helps you to stretch that mind and have some intellectual curiosity. You practice being fully present in the moment. Isn't it hard to live in the moment? Like, we're thinking about what has happened to us in the past. We're planning what is going to happen when we're in another place. But where can we really live? Right here. This is the breath we're taking. This is the only place that we can live, is in the moment. That's the only place that you can glorify God, that you can enjoy Him forever, that we can enjoy the abundant life that Christ has promised, is only in the now. So we practice being fully present. When you're with someone, be with them. When you're talking with someone, pay attention to that. When you're on a walk, pay attention to the walk and to what you're around and about, and not what you're doing next. That is hard. That is hard for me. But it is a way to help to clear the clutter. Because the only place that life happens is right now. You might even try being radical and taking a social media sabbatical. Some people have done that. I've seen that. Turning off the clutter, turning off some of the news, turning off some of the overstimulating things that feel like they just draw you in and just create clutter in your head. Every now and then, disconnect, right? Maybe that would be your Sabbath from social media or from different things that just create clutter. You remember that you can't control everything that happens to you, but you are in charge of you. We always have a choice about our reactions. We clear the clutter as we work on this mind-body connection as well. Remembering that good physical health gives our mind a leg up on being able to focus, right? So exercise, releasing those natural endorphins, eating the right nutritious foods, getting enough sleep, those things that you've known since you were little, but we forget too quickly. For me, one of the things that sort of it's usually my thing of last resort, which I probably should jump to it first, but one of the things that helps me to clear some of the mental clutter is actually clearing some of the physical clutter in my life. We'll hear more about space later in this series, but sometimes when I get to the end of my day or the end of my week, I don't feel like I've accomplished anything, and I've just got all, you know, just things piling up, I just clean my desk. I just clear my desk. Ah, I feel better. It makes me mentally feel better to have an environment that is cleared in some way. So maybe that's in your house or in your car or in your desk. Maybe there's a space that just to clean that, to clear the clutter, will help clear some of the mental clutter as well. And then develop the mind of Christ. Jesus was focused. He knew who he was. He knew what his mission was. He knew that in the scripture, as it goes on to say, though he was in the form of God, didn't regard equality with God as something to be grasped, but he emptied himself, right? He knew who he was, and he chose how he would live his life, not for his benefit, but for the benefit of others. Have the mind of Christ. And then finally, another verse, and we'll look at it again later in this series, another 3x5 verse, honestly, is this Philippians 4:8. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Remember that you have a choice about what you think about and that ideas shape reality. And so we're going to practice all these things to help declutter our mind, but there's always the why. So that. What are the results of an uncluttered mind? We get to make choices about what we think about. We get to choose to listen to people that we might otherwise never have a conversation with because we're going to know it's going to end in an argument. Not to change their mind, but just in order to listen, because they're another person. And we can focus on this abundant life that we have been promised. We can live out our destiny to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Those are pretty high incentives for working on uncluttering our mind. I invite you to pull out your bulletin. We've given you some helpful hints. Trying to do some practical kinds of things for you as we go through this series. There's a section on one of the panels called Connect, Grow, and Go. And I invite you to take a look at that, the Grow and the Go section in particular. The Connect, Heath has given a little bit of history on Come and Find the Quiet Center or some words about that. But in the Grow section, some ideas to help you begin to take charge of your thoughts. There's a website there, and you'll see that is a place that has some great ideas on contemplative prayer, on centering prayer, and on that process of Lectio Divina that I talked about. You'll find more information at that website. And then there's this book that somebody gave me a while back, Simply Open, and it is just over and over exercises using our senses to open ourselves more up to God. And so if that is something that you'd find helpful, I recommend that book as well. The go section, you know, we don't just come here to be consumers. We're actually expected to go and live our life according to our Christian faith. And so the go section is designed to help you to do that. So one is to read the letter to the Philippians, to intentionally practice quieting your mind several times this coming week, to do the practice of the centering, of the breathing, of the calming yourself. You'll see there's another one that's, before posting anything on social media, you know, first ask yourself, are you just contributing to the clutter? I would ask that. But then, is it in line with your best you? Is what you're posting in line with what you truly believe as in the Christian principles of truth and love and humility and looking, as our scripture says, looking out for the interest of others over your own? And then if you're really feeling brave, invite somebody with an opposing view that you already know has an opposing view and sit down and have coffee with them, not for the purpose of changing their mind, but only for the purpose of learning communication and of centering and of paying attention to what somebody else says for intellectual curiosity. As we go through this coming week, I invite us, not just this week, but beyond this week, to remember that our ideas are reality and they create reality. To remember that we're called to have the mind of Christ. That we have the ability to do this uncluttering and focus on that which really matters. Not on every thought that just takes us captive. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, Lord, this morning we give you our minds. We ask that you would help us to clear the clutter of the competing voices in our head, of the competing priorities. That you would help free us, Lord, from past ideas about what we should think about everything and worry about the future. Help us, oh God, learn how to be fully present in the moment, to trust you in the moment, to allow you to fill us with that abundant life in the moment. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.